Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Good morning, Suri. How's it going?
Morning, Johnny. Pretty good. Sun's out.
Sun's out. Yes. So I have to go outside and check it out. I can kind of see it peeping through the window over there, but I haven't seen it in all its glory. Now, what are we reviewing today? What book have you got there?
So today I've brought in Creation Lake by Rachel Kushner. It's actually not quite on the shelves yet. It's out in September. But I would really encourage anyone who's like interested after the review to place a pre-order. So Jen and I were actually talking last week about how pre-orders are really important for bookshops, particularly at the moment. I think that readers' like tastes can be like quite diverse, and there's so many big books coming out, can kind of be hard to make sure that we have the right thing of everything. But if you place a pre-order, you're basically guaranteeing that whatever you love is going to be in stock at the bookshop as soon as you want it. And Creation Lake, even though it's not out just yet, it's one of the book along list titles, and three of the books we've reviewed in the past are also on the long list. We'll see if any of them make them into the short list. So that was My Friends by Hisham Mehta, Wandering Star by Tommy Orange, and James by Percival Everett, and now Creation Lake by Rachel Kushner.
What is this, like a spy espionage type?
Yeah.
Are we in that realm?
It's totally in that realm. It kind of reminds me of like watching a David Fincher movie. Like the protagonist is a young American like FBI secret spy agent she's like sent on a mission to France to infiltrate this group of like kind of separatist radicals who like want to basically rewind civilization. Mm-hmm. And they believe that the cure to like all modern ills is going back to like ancient methods of living. So I don't know if anyone listening has read Ghost Walls, but it's got definitely, by Sarah Moss, it's definitely got a little bit of that vibe. It's real clever. Like, I think it wasn't until I finished the story that I realized, like, you know, really digging up the history of human nature, digging up origin stories about humanity is so part and parcel with, like, death as well. It's like, it raises all those sort of questions about how do we get here? There's like a lot of incredible philosophy in here. And the person who leads this group, Bruno, is like this super charismatic, like if you could have like an alt-right French podcaster, that would be him. Like all the people in his group, he's like this really charismatic cult leader, and very, very clever. Like unearthing his tracks proves to be really hard for Sadie, who's like extremely sharp, extremely intelligent, very bolshy, not scared of anything, as like any FBI agent, I guess, would be. And even for her, like trying to find like evidence that she can send back to America of like their plots of violence, of terrorist attacks, is proving really hard for her. So it is quite a dark and deep read. There's so much philosophy imbued in the book, like a lot that probably also went over my head, I don't know. But I also think that like she's got a great sense of dark humor, so there's like really funny moments in there as well, like particularly the relationship with her and her like boyfriend, and lots of questions that have come up to the surface while she's investigating Bruno. And as much as you're learning about him and the shady character he is, you sort of start questioning like Sadie Smith's side of the story too. You start wondering whether or not she's an unreliable narrator. But yeah, it's definitely a book that packs like a massive punch. Like I said, it feels like reading like a mixture of like a David Fincher film and like, I don't know, like the Bible almost.
Wow. I mean,
it's like an extremely hot take, but I'm going to stand by it.
Yes. Okay. So out in September.
Out in September, longlisted for the Booker, which is also a great, the Booker Prize longlist is also a great place to get recommendations if you're in a bit of a reading slump. Mm-hmm. And yeah, Rachel Kushner, she's written some of my favorite books of the last few years, The Hard Crowd, her book of essays, The Mars Room, which is sort of based on Ted Kaczynski, the Unabomber, and in that book she includes like a real letter that was, it was like first printed, this letter that the Unabomber wrote, it was first printed in The Mars Room, a fiction novel, before it was picked up by other places. So yeah, she's got a really clever and weird mind, so strongly recommend.
Excellent. Okay, pre-order from Time Out Bookstore now. Yeah, book is out in September, and it was Creation Lake by Rachel Kushner.
Thank you, Johnny.
Awesome, Suri. Cheers. Bye.
That was Loose Reads.